Historically, and in Jewish law, an ir miklat is a place to which a murderer, whether somebody who killed intentionally or killed unintentionally, would run away in order that they could be safe until, if they were an intentional murderer, until they could be brought to justice by the court system as opposed to by some vigilante. Or if they killed unintentionally, they'd be able to be safe from any angry or upset relatives. The Rebbe explains that when it comes to our concepts, on a certain level, what's more primary is the spiritual meaning of the Torah concept and not just the mere law. So what's the spiritual idea of an ir miklat, of a city of refuge? The idea is that each of us has a blood avenger, someone running after us trying to kill us. And who's that? That's the Yetzer Hara. That's our evil inclination. Our evil inclination is trying to convince us to do this bad thing, that bad thing, and ultimately lead us to a place of destruction, both in our current lives and in the afterlife. The Gemara in Makkos tells us that Torah is an ir miklat. Divrei Torah kolten. The words of Torah are a refuge, meaning to say that if we engage in Torah study and a Torah lifestyle, that can lift us up above the Yetzer Hara, above the evil inclination, and it can also help us rectify the sins that we did in the past and the destructive behavior patterns that we were enmeshed in the past. So that's the core symbolism of the ir miklat, of the city of refuge. But the Rebbe goes further. The Rebbe says that every halachic detail of the physical ir miklat, of the physical city of refuge, has a spiritual analog. The Rebbe focuses on the detail which is discussed in the Gemara in Bava Basra and brought by the Rambam, which says that on the pasuk Tochin Lucha Aderech, you should prepare yourself the way. So the Gemara in Bava Basra there interprets that the Bezdin, that the rabbinic court and the Jewish state, was under the obligation to prepare good and wide roads in order that the person who needed to go to the city of refuge would be able to get there quickly, easily, and safely. And furthermore, there needed to be signposts, there needed to be signs on the road which pointed in the direction of the city of refuge. And those signposts would say, miklat, miklat, refuge, refuge. So what does this symbolize spiritually? The Rebbe says that each of us needs to walk along the path to the city of refuge, to the Torah. But very often, we're not sure where to go. We're not sure what action to take. So the Rebbe tells us that proverbially speaking, Hashem is standing there, or Hashem is within our lives and crying out to us, miklat, miklat, refuge, refuge. That if we listen carefully, we can hear the divine intuition in our hearts pointing us towards the path of good behavior, pointing us towards the path of Torah, pointing us towards the path of life. But the Rebbe says there's often a lot of interference. There's often a lot of noise which cancels out or which distracts us from hearing the divine voice within, which points us in the direction of the Torah, which points us in the direction of the spiritual city of refuge. So what can you do to address that interference? So here, the Rebbe quotes the famous Maimer Chazal, the rabbinic saying, which is brought in Maseches Sota at great length, which says, Mida keneged mida. Hashem behaves towards us in the way that we behave towards others. So the Rebbe recommends that each of us be a signpost. Each of us try and instantiate. Each of us try and be a person who manifests Torah ideals, who manifests divine ideals, and who points others in the direction of the Torah, points others in the direction of good behavior. Of course, not in a judgmental way, not in a preachy way, but in a positive way, in an illuminating way. The Rebbe then discusses at length the concept of Merkish Lichus, which is and was Chabad Yeshiva Bachram going out to places all around the United States and later all around the world to share Judaism with Jews who had fallen far from classical Judaism. The Rebbe says that this is a great example of a person going out to the crossroads the proverbial road between good and evil, and crying out, miklat, miklat, refuge, refuge. But you don't have to be a yeshiva bacher who's going out to some far-off location. Wherever you are, whether you're in your hometown, whether you're at your job, wherever it may be, you can be a person whose whole being cries out, miklat, miklat, refuge, refuge. You can be a person who reflects Torah values in a way that people want to get involved with them, in a way that people will be inspired by you just by seeing you. Now, of course, the Rebbe says it's much better to be a person who doesn't merely inspire by people seeing them, but a person who creates meaningful relationships with others and is able to thereby gently bring them onto the right path. But even if you do not create those meaningful relationships, just by being who you are, if you are a signpost, if you are a billboard in the direction of positivity, then the Rebbe says Hashem will respond in kind. And he will signpost for you, and he will lead you in the direction of positivity and a good life.